Hey everybody, welcome to Demo Mirror. This is Matt. I'm here with Gina Baczynski. We just heard a cut from the Breakfast album by Gina Baczynski and Jared Creighton. That was called Pancakes and Cereal. How you doing, Gina?
I'm doing well, Matt. How are you?
Very well. So this whole Breakfast album concept intrigues me. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I am by no means a musician at all. However, I do like to have fun. And I don't know, Jared and I were sitting around one day and I was like, I really want to record with you something silly and ridiculous. And so we knew we wanted a theme of some sort. And actually, we thought of space. And we were like, you know, that's too binarsy. So we were like, threw that out. And then I was like, what about breakfast foods? I don't know. And then Jared came up with the idea to make it a little bit more fun, to have two hats and have all the instruments we had in one hat and a bunch of breakfast foods in another hat. And so that's how we made all the songs. We would just pick two from each hat, and no matter what, we had to make the song about that.
That's a really cool way to go about doing it. I was talking to him about it, and I just thought that was a really cool idea, like just to sort of force yourself to do it this way, like use this, write a song about that, and just do it that way, because that's what the hat told you to do, basically.
Right, and it's easier for me because, like I said, I don't write songs and I don't play instruments. I like to play around with them, but I'm not good. Uh-huh. So it was easier for me because, I mean, I can't sit down and write a song. I don't even know how, so.
Mm-hmm. With this track specifically, I guess, which instruments did you use and how did this that one come about?
So we pulled pancakes and cereal. Mm-hmm. And the instruments were, it was, I think, electric guitar and keyboard. And so Jared started the guitar riff.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay. Sure. And I'm sitting there and I wrote most of the lyrics. And I was like, there's nothing about pancakes and cereal that go together. And then I just started saying that. And I think it was like two keys on the keyboard that I was playing. And he was in the background, you know, doing the guitar. So, and then towards the end, or at the end of the song, I'm laughing because we had this thing where, like, you know, we were recording and each song was only like 45 seconds long. And mm-hmm. we were like, what the heck? We got to make a longer one. So I'm like, all right, this is the one. And so we go and we're recording. And at the end, I'm like, oh yeah, that was it. That was long. And I look up and it was like 30 seconds long. And so, I don't know. I thought it was hilarious that I thought I had been going on for like 2 minutes at least. And it was like 30 seconds. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, how did you get like... You would pull these names from the hat and that sort of thing. What were your thoughts sometimes when you had to like put them together? Like, I know some of them, like one of the song names is called Alone at Bickford's or something. Yeah. I Feel Alone at Bickford's. There was, what are some of the other song names? Something about IHOP.
Give Me Tofu at IHOP.
Yeah.
That was Jared. He put in tofu into the hat and I pulled it and I was like, tofu is not like a definitive breakfast food. And he was like, okay, you pulled it. That's what we're using. Mm-hmm. So, and then there was one, it was like the Irish one about like my brother's Irish breakfast or something. Yeah. I don't know. It was Breakfast in Space, I think, was one of them. We did it. We sat there for maybe like 5 or 6 hours. And for some reason, these like 30 second songs took so long. But there was really no discussion about it. We would just pull. And then I'd just start writing the very first thing that came off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would just play the guitar or whatever, and I know that's how it happened.
As I like listen to some of these songs, and like, for example, I mean, I know it's hard for the other people who haven't heard this song, but I Feel Alone at Bickford's or whatever song that was, it's like, yes, you know, I don't know, it just feels so true. It's just for the people who haven't heard it, it's just like pretty simple, like, mm-hmm. very somber, I Feel Alone at Bickford's. And it's just funny that you can, like, you're pulling things from a hat and you're just sort of, I won't say you're, like, bullshitting it, but you're just sort of, like, putting it together, throwing it together. But, like, you get kind of cool results. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, that resonates with me emotionally for some reason. I don't know. So I think it's really cool that you get those results. Do you have any sort of, did you feel that at all, or is it just me?
No, I definitely did. I was really psyched about it when it came out. I mean, and it was funny too, because we laid the first three tracks really fast. Like, you know, we were like, oh yeah, this is the best thing ever. Like, I slept over, like, I went out to Worcester, slept out there, and we woke up and just immediately started doing it. And we went out to go get lunch or something after the first three songs, and we came back and we listened and we were like, wow, that's what we did? Like, yeah, I do know what you mean. I was very pleased, and it was, and I like the variety too. Like, there's the somber one, and then there's this like freakish sounding one. My idea, I think we pulled electric guitar and then like Jared's voice only and something, I don't remember, but, Hash Browns. And I was like, all right, this one's got to be a telecast from space. And I was like, I kind of wanted to sound like a lunch, like, I don't know, like at school, like the lunch menu or something like that. So I don't know. So he did that.
So you're not like a musician per se. You do a lot of other creative things. You have a lot of other things as an outlet.
Yeah. I am always painting, or I don't know, I guess I do found art, you know. All my friends are musicians, and I'm actually really jealous of it. I seriously would love to be able to, like, be in a band and do what all my friends do. I think they're amazing people for it. So, yeah, it's just another little creative outlet, I guess, for me. Variety, and I don't know, it's fun. Like, yeah. I know I'm not musically talented whatsoever. But it's fun. And if you just put a nice little voice effect over my voice, anything can sound good, right?
That's what Britney Spears does.
Yep, that's what I was saying the other day. We were screwing around and recording something, and it was like, they were like, Gina, your voice is awful. And I was like, I know, but it's fun. And I'll do it. Like, I'm not embarrassed by it at all, because it's wicked fun. And we actually have plans. Jared just set up in his room all of his recording equipment. So we're going to do something else very similar. Like, I think choosing out of a hat, but we just have to do a theme, and we want to make it obviously longer than 30 seconds. And I think there are only like six songs on the Breakfast EP.
Mm-hmm. So you're into other things. You're into other things like painting and that sort of thing. Do you want to talk about that at all? What's your prerogative? What are you going for when you're painting? What inspires you?
I love the combination of golds and blacks, and like antique looking things. So I do a lot of, I don't know, for example, like taking a frame and just scratching it up and painting it gold and layering colors. And I like, obviously I like science. So I use a lot of anatomy. I really love transfers. So you can layer a lot of images one on top of the other, or words on top of images. It's really, I'm not used to talking about my art, so it's a little hard. Because a lot of people, when they do find out I paint and I'm always, you know, creating something, drawing or something, they're like, oh, well, what do you do? And I'm like, I like gold. I like old looking things and bones. I don't know, you know, mm-hmm. like... I don't know, for a while my friend and I were going to, I guess, open an Etsy shop online, but it's just one of those tricky things where if it's not selling, you're just kind of losing money by paying for the website, so.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Is there anything else you want to say about the Pancakes and Cereal song, or the Breakfast EP, or any of that sort of thing?
Well, I thought it was actually really interesting that you chose that song, mm-hmm. because it was my least favorite song on the album, and I think someone else, when they heard it, they were like, oh, that Pancakes and Cereal one, I loved it. And I was like, really? Like, for some reason it was my least favorite. I liked Eggman the best.
Eggman, yeah, that's a good one.
I think I think we drew like McDonald's and eggs, and I don't even remember, but so I just thought it was interesting that you chose Pancakes and Cereal, because I don't know,
I think the reason I chose it was, well, I just sort of liked the beat. It just sort of felt good to me. And also, I felt like it showed like a more balanced you and Jared type of thing, because you have, like, the bulk of the vocals, and just, it sounds just a little more balanced or whatever, whereas...
Yeah, yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're right, a lot of the times you might not know that I'm even on one of the tracks, but I'm, like, you know, attempting to play the guitar or something.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, yeah.
And by attempting, I mean, like, scratching at the strings and making weird noises. So, it's cool. I look forward to making a new one. We have a bunch of Christmas songs that we've done in the past, too, which are fantastic. So, we'll awesome. See what happens.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for sharing with us here.
Thank you.
We'll see y'all later.
Bye.